Hi, I'm Melanie Patterson from Christchurch in New Zealand.
Doug Prinsker from Pretoria.
Anand Trivedi from India.
Sue Crawford from Pietermaritzburg.
Patrick Miner from Nairobi, Kenya.
Chriselle Roberts from Standerton in Mpumalanga.
I'm Brigitte Seipestein from Vrucht, the Netherlands.
Andre from Brisbane.
I'm Ben Wyler from Botswana.
Jim Panton from Edinburgh in Scotland.
Christine from Cape Town in South Africa. And you're listening to Ride with Coach Perry.
Welcome on to this edition of Ride with Coach Perry. My name is Brad Brown. I've got our cycling coach, Devlin Eden, with us once again. Dev, welcome back. Good to touch base once again.
Hey, Brad. Thanks a lot.
Dev, today's question popped up in our forums, and one thing I love about cycling is there's so much variety. I mean, you can be doing a short little one-day race, or you can be doing a multi-day stage race. There's so many different options, particularly here in South Africa. We are seriously spoiled for choice. But someone was asking, they have entered a multi-day stage race. They belong to a cycling club, but they want to know if the sort of three group rides that they do with a club during the week is sufficient to train for a multi-day stage race. Is it enough, or should they be doing something differently? How should they approach their training?
Look, being part of a club firstly is always going to be beneficial in the sense of riding safety wise. You've got mates with you. The bit of camaraderie as well as motivation tends to help out quite a lot as well, and forces you to get up knowing someone's waiting for you and that. The flip side of it though is, firstly, what is your goal for the race? So if your goal is, if it's your first stage race and you're looking at just finishing and getting through it, you're probably going to be all right with doing the club rides and your group rides three times a week. I'd still recommend maybe getting one more ride in somewhere along the line in the week. The sort of catch, though, that I tend to find with club rides and group rides is you're always trying to stick with the group. So whether your group of mates are either too slow for you or too quick for you, you're generally sitting outside of what you should be doing from a more structured training point of view. So while it is good, I'd maybe, if possible, try and reduce that to maybe one or two rides a week, and then actually follow a little bit more of a structured program with regards to prepping for the kind of intervals and hills and those sort of things that you might encounter when you do get to these stage races. Most of the stage races that we deal with are sort of either down in Natal, down in the Cape, Eastern Cape. So we're dealing with a lot more elevation and climbing and technical kind of riding that we typically used to riding up here in Gauteng, for instance. So I think just from that point of view, a little bit more structure. And when I say structure, not just the high intensity and the quality training, but also your recovery type of work and the long, slower distance type of work that needs to be done on the bike. Because more often than not, we're riding with clubs. There's a little bit of competition that always peers in. Strava's a tool at the moment that everyone likes to chase Strava sections. So before you know it, you're actually hurting yourself a little bit more than you actually should be on a lot of these rides and never getting the proper recovery in. So I just think group riding is brilliant, but just think about a little bit more structure in the week itself. Maybe tone it down to maybe one, maybe even two rides, but then think of a little bit more quality and recovery kind of work as well.
Dev, you make such an important point there, and I've experienced this. Obviously, I'm involved in a couple of different sports. I run, I do triathlon, and I cycle. And cycling to me, and I may be way off, maybe it's just the sort of people that I hang out with, but cycling particularly, maybe not the top end of the field, but the sort of weekend warrior type of guys, in my mind, aren't following structured training programs. That's just what I found. They're almost winging it and just going with, we're riding because everyone else is riding. There's no real thought to what they're doing. And you mentioned that structured training program. I mean, if you as a cyclist got into a structured training program, I mean, you don't even have to change or do much more. You probably won't be doing more than what you're currently doing. But just having that structure in your training will improve your performance like massively, just having that to start with.
Yeah, Brad, look, 100%. I mean, I tend to find it quite a lot in the cycling fraternity, though, as well, is we always tend to know someone who's been cycling for years and they know it, they've done it, they've been through it, so stick with them and you should be fine. But we're all individual beings. For a lot of people just starting out, yes, those regular sort of club rides and group rides are going to help you, definitely, but they're also going to help you to a certain point. And now you either in the same group and maybe stagnating. So maybe it's time to start looking for group rides of slightly stronger if you are getting a little bit different, if you're stagnating slightly. And in saying that, sometimes you need to be looking for a group that might be a little bit slower and a little bit easier because you might be killing yourself every time that you're riding there. Whereas following a little bit more structure, whether it's doing a little bit of stuff on your own in a gym on a watt bike, for instance, those type of things are vital. And it's just that it sort of takes the next step in your training rather than, like you say, just winging it and getting out and riding the bike. I'm not saying don't do it. I mean, the more time you can spend on your bike, fantastic. But yeah, you just got to think the programs are there for a reason rather than sort of just out winging it.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you want to get better, there's nothing better than a good structured training program because you're going to see results over time and that's just going to fire you up even more. If you want to check out the Coach Perry online training platform, we've got a whole bunch of cycling programs in there. You get access to Devlin, the rest of our cycling coaches as well. All you need to do is head over to this URL, okay? It is coachperry.com/cycling. That's coachperry.com/cycling. Go check it out. We'd love to have you in there. We've got a very, very active online community with the forums. There's video training, there's podcasts, and a whole lot more. And you can get in there right now. So head over to coachperry.com/cycling. Dev, as always, great to catch up. I look forward to touching base with you next week.
Thanks for the chat. Good chat.